Genesis chapter 37. Jacob lived in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. Now all the time we keep reading that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob lived as strangers and foreigners in the land which they spent a lot of their lives in. And that's the same with us, that we are on our way towards God's kingdom. And Paul says that we have no continuing city, that we're on a journey, we're on our way. And so we are going to receive this land, this earth, forever in God's kingdom, but not now. Now we're just passing through. So these are the generations of Jacob. Joseph was 17 years old, and he was feeding the flock with his brothers. And the boy was with the sons of Bilhah and the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought to his father an evil report. They'd been naughty. And he comes and tells on them. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. So he had a favorite son, just like Rebekah, his mother, had had him as her favorite son. So the weakness of the parents goes on in the generations, and that's where you need to eat the mistakes of your mummy and daddy. And this special coat that Jacob made for Joseph probably meant that he was like the priest, the spiritual one in the family. And when his brothers saw that their father loved Joseph more than all his brothers, they hated him and couldn't speak kindly to him. So he was their little brother, but they were jealous. And this is the problem of jealousy between brothers and sisters. Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told his brothers, and they hated him even more. He said to them, "Listen, I pray you, to this dream which I have dreamed. We were binding sheaves in the field, and my sheaf arose and stood upright, and your sheaves stood round about and bowed down to my sheaf." His brothers said to him, "Shall you indeed reign over us, or shall you indeed have dominion over us?" And they hated him even more for his dreams and his words. And he dreamed another dream and told it to his brothers. You probably thought, do I have to tell this dream to my brothers? They're going to really hate me now. But the dream was from God. And so just like we're nervous to speak out God's word to people, so they were as well. So Joseph was as well. But he did. He said, "Behold, I dreamed another dream. The sun, moon, and the 11 stars bowed down to me." Well, he had 11 brothers, so they quickly figured that the sun and the moon were his mother and father, and the 11 stars were his brothers. He told it to his father and his brothers, and his father, Jacob, rebuked him and said, "What is this dream that you've dreamed? Shall I and your mother and your brothers indeed come to bow down ourselves to you to the earth?" Now, of course, as the story goes on, in the end, they do. They come down when he's in Egypt and bow before him and beg him to give them food. And his brothers envied him. See, envy and jealousy. But his father thought about the saying. His brothers went to feed their father's flock in Shechem. Israel said to Joseph, "Your brothers are feeding the flock in Shechem. I'll send you to them." And he said to him, "Here am I." He probably thought, I'm going to be alone with my brothers, and they so hate me, they might beat me up or do something bad to me. But Jacob wanted to send him, and so he says, "Here am I." He was obedient, even though he knew there's going to be problems. And the fact he goes there with his coat of many colors means that maybe he had to go and offer a sacrifice or do something spiritual for them. And he thought, I'm going to go with that coat, and they're going to really hate me for it. But he still does it. He does God's work, whatever the consequence. So Jacob says to Joseph, "Go and see whether it's well with your brothers and with the flocks, and bring me word again." So he sent him out of the valley of Hebron, and he came to Shechem. And a man found him wandering in the field, and the man asked him, saying, "What do you seek?" And he said, "I seek my brothers." And that might sort of mean that he was seeking them spiritually. And maybe this man he met was an angel. "Tell me," he asks the man, "where do they feed their flocks?" And the man said, "They've left here. I heard them say, 'Let's go to Dothan.'" Joseph went after his brothers and found them in Dothan. And when they saw him far off, rather like the wicked husbandman in the parable, they see the son of the owner, that's Jesus, coming from far off. When they saw him far off, before he came near to them, they plotted against him to kill him. And they said one to another, "Behold, this dreamer comes. Come, let's go and kill him and throw him into some pit, and we'll say that some evil beast has devoured him, and we will see what will become of his dreams." Reuben heard it, and he delivered him out of their hands and said, "Let's not kill him." And Reuben said to them, "Don't shed any blood. Throw him into this pit that is in the wilderness. Lay no hand upon him," thinking that later he would rid him out of their hands and take him back to his father again. When Joseph was come to his brothers, they stripped Joseph out of his coat of many colors, and they took him and threw him into a pit, and the pit was empty. There was no water in it. But any time it rained, it would have filled with water, and Joseph would have drowned. So he's there thinking, "I could die any moment if the rain comes." And they sat down to eat bread. And later on they say to each other, "Don't we remember how he begged us to save him? And we didn't. So he'd have been shouting to them, 'Please forgive me, please save me.'" But they lifted up their eyes, and a company of Ishmaelites was coming from Gilead with their camels, bearing spices, going to carry it down to Egypt. Judah said to his brothers, "What's the point of killing our brother and hiding his blood? Come, let's sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother and our..." And his brothers agreed. So you can see that Reuben and Judah were against killing him. But when there's a group of people and they all gang up against somebody, everybody is sort of caught up in it. But you have to be strong when you're in a group that's doing wrong things and say, "No, I'm not going to do what's wrong." So these Midianite merchantmen passed by, and they lifted Joseph up out of the pit and sold him to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver. A bit like, as it were, the people of Jesus betrayed him or bought him for 30 pieces of silver, which they gave to Judas to betray him. And they brought Joseph to Egypt. Reuben came to the pit, and Joseph wasn't in the pit, and he tore his clothes. He returned to his brothers and said, "The child is not, and I, where shall I go?" They took Joseph's coat, killed a kid of the goats, and dipped the coat in the blood, a coat of many colors, and they brought it to their father and said, "We found this. You can recognize if this is your son's coat or not." He knew it and said, "It is my son's coat. An evil beast has devoured him. Joseph is without doubt torn in pieces." Jacob rent his clothes, put sackcloth upon him, and mourned for his son many days. All his sons and daughters rose up to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted and said, "No, I will go down into the grave to my son mourning." Thus his father wept for him. And the Midianites sold him into Egypt to Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh's and captain of the guard. So what a load of hypocrites saying, "Oh yes, Dad, don't worry, we love you," trying to comfort him over the death of his son. It's rather like how Jacob himself had deceived his father, Isaac. So it was all happening to him, as he had done to others.